Hi guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Thinking Out Loud with Akun. I'm of course Akun Udeke, your host, and this is a podcast that relates to young adults. So today's topic is titled Pushovers. Wow, interesting word, isn't it? Have you ever heard of a pushover? Do you know who a pushover is? I did a little experiment with my friends where I asked them directly, I was like, are you a pushover? And the way they denied it, they were so quick to deny it. They're like, me, pushover, never. Their responses were so funny. I don't know why people think being a pushover is such a very bad thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means you have to work on yourself a little bit. So before I get into who a pushover is, I first of all need to explain that there is a thin line between a pushover and a good person. For emphasis, or I am repeating this, there is a thin line between pushover and a good person. The thing is, that line that I keep emphasizing on is so small that those two traits tend to be mistaken for each other, but they're not necessarily the same. Now, like I asked before, do you know who a pushover is? Because most of you would probably imagine a kind, considerate, generous person who is sometimes gullible and finds it difficult to say no to certain situations, or sometimes all situations. If you imagine someone like that, or if you imagine that to be a pushover, then you are a little far off from what the word actually means. Because a good person could still possess those traits, you know, kind, generous, or he or she isn't a pushover. To further explain, I did a little research on my best friend Google. And I came up with three key traits a pushover possesses. The first one is people pleasing. And then the second one is tends to be taken advantage of most times. And then the last one is susceptible to influence or control. Now that can't generally be said about a good person, right? Because in the case of people pleasing, a good person doesn't feel the need to people please, because his or her nature already attracts people to, you know, them. And then a pushover feels the need to people please because he or she wants to gain attention from people. I feel like I just lectured the class. Well, I hope you guys are seeing where I'm coming from. I hope you're starting to see the difference between a good person and a pushover, because I'm going to ask some questions. Do you feel you're a pushover? Or have you ever been in a situation where you've had to be a pushover to, you know, avoid certain things, avoid maybe drama or something? Because doing this particular topic has made me realize that, I have some pushover traits in me as well though. All those times that I thought that, I was being a good person, helping out, being kind, you know, keeping my opinions to myself and all that, I was actually being a pushover in real sense. We form, I can't be taken advantage of, and this and that. Man, anyone can feel vulnerable. It doesn't mean you are weak or stupid for feeling that way. If you are known for being the very generous, kind person, and deep down within you, you feel like people are taking advantage of your generosity, then be moderate about it. If you are a yes guy, yes, there is such a thing as a yes guy or girl, someone that literally cannot say no, like the word is alien to them. Someone like that now can create boundaries. Moderation and boundaries create balance. Like in the case of a yes guy, if you feel like you're being taken advantage of all the time by maybe your friends or your family, you can create boundaries. When I say boundaries, I do not mean walls. I do not mean you should erect the wall in front of yourself and then the rest of the world and say, oh no, because I'm being taken advantage of, I don't want to relate to people anymore. That's not what I mean. In boundaries, I mean create a line. Instead of struggling to say no and not even accomplishing it in the end, why don't you find an alternative way to say it. If you have a friend that only comes to you to collect money or borrow money, that is what you're known for, you're the CBN in the friendship. Why don't you find another way to tell him no, gently? You can even practice in front of a mirror. My guy, there's no shame in doing that. I do it sometimes. You can practice in front of a mirror, practice within yourself. I can't help you today because I have this or this pending and I need to use money to do this or that. It doesn't take anything from you, and later within you, you actually feel good about yourself, because once you finally help now and you're not even in the capacity to help, don't you always feel bad? I don't know if it is just me, but later I'll be like, oh, I should have been honest. And then there's another kind of feeling where you help out and it is genuine. Do you realize that your blessings are even more? Not when somebody just comes out of nowhere and asks for help and then you just help out because, oh, they asked. That kind of help isn't even genuine. And in the end, you later don't always feel good about it. Except though, it is for a very, very, very good cause. I think one of the biggest problems most pushovers face is they are always so afraid to disappoint people. They don't want to let their friends down, their family down. Man, life is a disappointment on its own. It doesn't mean that you don't go about living your life in the long run. Life throws things at your way that you do not expect, but it doesn't mean that this world will stop spinning on its axis. So don't make yourself the class captain of not disappointing people. Because in the end, you have to think of yourself as well and what works for you and what is best for you, and then act on it so you don't feel bad about your decisions later on. I was discussing this topic with a friend of mine. I went to her for some advice on how to handle it, and she told me one of her experiences where a friend of hers, a guy, he only hits her up, like enters her DM when he wants to ask for money. She said she didn't even notice at first, but sometimes she would send, regardless of the amount, and sometimes it doesn't even repay her back. And she doesn't even ask. That's the funny part. I'm like, why won't you ask for your money? A good person, no. Anyways, she now realized that, I think recently he popped up again and asked for money. And then she scrolled through their messages. That was when she received clarity. It was like wisdom from God. Mama just saw that all the messages or all their conversations have always been hi, then hi, and then next thing he goes about asking for money. And then that was when she was like, no, this can't work. This can't work out. So now she has devised a plan, or she has devised a strategy. This is where boundaries come in. This is where drawing the line comes in. She has devised a plan where she evaluates, do I have this certain amount in my bank account? Can I afford to let it go? If it is a sum of maybe 5K, let's just use 5K as an example, she would think, is this 5K something, or is this amount an amount that can let go? If she decides that, this 5K is, I can't let it go just that way, then she would either subtly tell him no, maybe devise a way to say no in a gentle way, or she divides the money into two and then gives him half of it, maybe 2K. That way she knows that at least she helped out. And if he decides not to pay back, that 2K has gone like that. It wouldn't pain her that much. So do you now see what boundaries can do? I, of course, have my own experience. People know me for that one. I will always experience one thing or the other relating to my topics. So this time I didn't disappoint, of course. My own experience is not related to money at all. A friend of mine asked a favor. He schools in another state, but his girlfriend lives in Lagos and she attends the same school with me. So he wanted to surprise her on her birthday. He wanted to get her a cake. And as per I'm everybody's go-to person now when you want to ask for a favor, he came to me and said, oh, will I be able to help him get the cake for her? At the time, it wasn't a problem for me. I actually wanted to help because the bake shop was close to my school, so I could have just easily branched there, gotten the cake, and then delivered it to her. Easy thing. But the problem now was her birthday fell after the semester was over. And so it was going to be a convenience for me because I would be in my house and then I'll have to go all the way to Akoka. I live in Ogun State though, just to be clear. I'd have to go all the way to Akoka to get the cake from the bake shop and then deliver it to her. Fortunately, her house or her hostel was close to school, so it would have been easy for me to get the cake from the shop to her side. But it wasn't easy to come from my own side to the bake shop. Do you understand like where I'm going? So instead of me to have just like backed out, I couldn't because I didn't want to disappoint him. And I just didn't have the heart to say, oh, I can't do this anymore, because I'd already done everything. I'd already ordered the cake. He sent me money to order it and I'd already done that. And everything was going as planned, only for school to like come to an end and I had to go back home. So that was what ruined everything. Ha, man, that was how I came all the way from Ogun State though to go and get cake for his girlfriend. It wasn't easy because these people didn't consider the fact that I'm coming from a distance. On the day of the birthday, I just kept getting calls like, where are you now? From him and his girlfriend, where are you? I was stuck in traffic, running off. Where are you? She's waiting for the cake. That was from him. And then from her, she was like, and I'm waiting for you, blah, 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 blah. This woman weren't considered of the fact that I'm going out of my way to help you. It's not like I was, you know, giving money for delivery or anything. I had to like actually get to the bake shop and get the cake and then use my own money, transport, to get the cake to her. Anyways, I was just, you know, exercising patience because it reached that point where I was going to explode. Everywhere was hot. You know how Lagos traffic is now. Everywhere was hot. I was frustrated. I was, and then they were just nagging and nagging, calling. Anyways, I ended up, you know, making the delivery. I got to the bake shop. I was told to wait a little bit. I waited and then I got the cake. I was able to get to her on time though, which I was grateful for. Anyways, so you remember how I mentioned that the feeling you get when you've helped someone, like truly helped someone, is indescribable. You just feel really light and you know that, oh, I've accomplished something good. I think one of the reasons why I have never forgotten this experience is because that feeling of joy that I mentioned earlier, that happiness you feel when you've helped someone or when you've accomplished something good, I never got it. I instead felt tired, exhausted, drained, and honestly, very, very used. When I even related this experience with other people, I got responses like, Omo, you're a good person, it's not something I can do, or Omo, you're kind, or you're, you know. And it just made me feel worse, honestly. It just made me feel worse, way worse. I've since then learned how to, you know, create boundaries. I make sure that, of course, I'm still, you know, my considerate, helpful self. But I do things in moderation now. That experience, it's really opened my eyes to a lot of things. So now, if it's in my power to help out, I'll try as much as possible to help. But if it's looking like an inconvenience, then I step back, you know, to avoid feeling like crap afterwards. So now that I've shared my experience with you guys, I also want you guys to know that it is not only in being someone who isn't able to say no, or being in a situation where you always have to help out, that you are a pushover. No, there are other scenarios. Like, you might not be able to air your opinions on something because you feel like people will attack you for it. That is being a pushover. Loving someone to the extent where you literally do anything for them, regardless of whatever it is, that is being a pushover. you know, not standing up for yourself in a situation where you should have. That is being a pushover. So like I said, there are so many other scenarios where you could be a pushover without even intending to. And while I've mentioned that being a pushover isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's also important to know that everything is supposed to be done in moderation. That is how balance is created. So do not be afraid to stand up for yourself when you need to. Do not be afraid to say no, even if it is subtly. Be helpful, but also be moderate about it. Because how you feel about yourself afterwards is also very important. So this is where I draw the curtain, guys. I hope this episode has been enlightening for you as it was for me. It was really an eye-opener, honestly. I'll be signing off now, guys. But before I do, I just want to put a little caution out there. Please try and be safe. Try and be conscious of your surroundings. Be vigilant. Nigeria is currently a jungle, honestly. And you have to be really, really smart to survive right now. That being said, I wish you all a very beautiful week. Bye, guys.